The World Health Organization has set a goal of providing treatment by 2005 for 3 million of the world's poor who are infected with HIV and AIDS. To accomplish that, the WHO's newly designated Director General, J.W. Lee, is borrowing Brazil's AIDS director. Brazil offers universal access to anti-AIDS drugs for people with HIV. The approach has extended lives and reduced the spread of the disease. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on using Brazil's approach in other developing countries.
Brazil's strategy for dealing with HIV has long been heralded as a model for poor countries, its most noticeable feature being the manufacture of cheap generic copies of anti-AIDS drugs. The country treats more than 100,000 HIV-infected people free of charge. Dr. Bill Fagey is a senior fellow at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He says other countries have been slow to adopt new strategies.
There's an incubation period even for good ideas, and it's very frustrating when someone demonstrates what can be done, for instance, Uganda in Africa, and then how long it takes before other countries do the same thing. But once the incubation period passes, once you get to this tipping point, you're going to find more and more heads of state will be held accountable by their own people. Why aren't you doing that for us?
For Brazil, that has meant a 50% decline in death rates due to AIDS, and more than 500,000 not becoming infected with HIV. People are willing to be tested if treatment is offered, and less likely to put others at risk when they know they are infected. So Fagey thinks it's great that Brazil's AIDS director will be going to WHO.
He now knows what works. He's able to go to WHO. And some of this can be replicated because there must be other countries just waiting to be able to do something.
But not everyone is convinced that Brazil's model can work everywhere. Brazil has a per capita income of over $3,000, considerably more than most developing countries, and an HIV prevalence that is under 1%, much lower than the sub-Saharan region of Africa. It has a working health system and trained health professionals. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health says the Bush administration's AIDS initiative will emphasize treatment but won't be copying Brazil.
Unfortunately, not a lot of developing nations have the capabilities that Brazil has. So although the Brazil model works very well for developed nations or nations that are somewhere between what we call less developed and developed nations, we embrace the Brazil model and think it's a very important model for Brazil. However, when you're dealing with some of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa or the Caribbean, the resources just are not there.
I don't understand that countries must do exactly what Brazil did.
Brazil's AIDS director, Paulo Teixeira, says for one thing, other countries won't have to take on the pharmaceutical giants the way Brazil did in 1996. Prices of AIDS drugs have been slashed in many countries. Groups like Partners in Health in Haiti and Doctors Without Borders in Kenya and South Africa have been treating people where there's the barest rudiments of a health system.
The idea is to adapt to the conditions existing, for example, in Africa. We know that the situation is worse than in Brazil, but the principles are the same. If you have the community involved, if we have good professionals committed, we can overcome the barriers even in very, very, very poor settings.
It will take, Teixeira says, a huge movement to do that. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.